We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to Samachet in the Beit Hayayin edition, page Pei Tet in the Chazon Yoel edition. And the Ramban is, his purpose in this speech is to show us how the Torah encompasses all forms of knowledge and gives us so many insights on different aspects of the world. And he began with the description of creation, and we can ve'elach pirash b'maseh bereshit. And then the Torah goes on to describe v'yomer Elokim yor v'totze aretz v'yishrutzu ad sheba l'adam. The Torah describes creation from light to the plants to the animal kingdom up to man. V'amar, and then the Torah says na'aseh adam, let us make man. V'apshat ha'nachon v'amchuvar bazeh. Now says the Ramban, I'm going to tell you the word na'aseh, let us make. What's going on here? Who's us? So the correct understanding here, says the Ramban, mipnei she'ino bore me'ayin bayamim ha'elu, zulati ha'yulim ha'niskarim. Because the Ramban said in the beginning that Hashem did not create things from a vacuum. Hashem began creation with a minuscule form of matter, two minuscule forms of matter, and from there on, Hashem just evolved those minuscule forms of matter onward and onward, as the Ramban described. And the Ramban described how creation is an evolvement. You see, beginning with inanimate objects, moving its way up to plants, moving its way up to the animal kingdom, moving its way up to the human being.
What would the Ramban say about Darwin?
Well, some of the things could be correct. He says there is an evolvement in creation. Creation is a description of evolvement. Also, the Big Bang also describes tiny matter evolving. So the Ramban says that's the description of creation.
What would you say about the timeline? Billions of years versus humanity, 10,000 years.
So that deserves a longer discussion. That's I have a class on it online. It's a very short class. What? We could discuss that too, but that's not our topic here.
No, that was the same shit. There's labels on that dance, like what to do with chaos or dinosaurs or something.
Could be, I don't remember. It goes back a few years. If you want, next Thursday we could discuss. On Thursday nights we have open session. You could ask whatever you want.
Cool.
So, coming back to our Ramban. So, Yomar, you see the Torah says, Tachei Haaretz, let the earth give forth grass. You see, it's an evolvement. It's not that Hashem says, I will form grass out of thin air. Hashem says, let the earth sprout forth grass. Yishutzu Hamayim, let the waters form into different vermin and into the fish. V'totzei Haaretz, and let the land produce the wildlife. Bachayot. The Torah clearly says that Hashem had the earth develop into plants and trees. And Hashem had the earth, the water evolve into fish. And then Hashem had the earth evolve into wild animals. Hashem made it that they would be able to evolve this way. Because their body ultimately is physical. It could come from the earth. It's a crass figure, the external body. Hashem gave them a thin soul, which he says an interesting concept about. He says their soul is so thin that the soul can also come from the physical. Whatever that means. But when it comes to the human life, so then Hashem says, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man. The earth can evolve into an animal. The earth can evolve into grass. The water can evolve into a fish. Man, I have to be involved, Hashem says. You can't give life to man without me being there. And that's why Hashem says, Na'aseh Adam, let us, klomar, ani va'aretz aniskeret b'yom hazeh, meaning I and the earth, Hashem says, together we'll make man. You give the body, I'll give the soul. Ba'pasuk, v'totzeh ha'aretz nefesh chaya l'mina b'ima v'remes v'chay to'eretz, the Torah first describes, the earth produces the wild animals, the lower animals, and then Hashem says, Na'aseh Adam. Let us, meaning me and the earth, let us make man. Ki ha'aretz The earth will form the body. Externally, the human body is like an animal's body. Vani, but Hashem says, I will give what's different. I will give a nefesh the soul. Like the verse says, Hashem blew a soul into him. So we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.